Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during February. For most of us, this will be the coldest month of the year, so when you're heading outside, make sure that you're bundled up warmly. Don't forget your head and feet. Plan to stay out for at least a half an hour to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. Even after 10 minutes, you'll see far more stars than when you first stepped outside. Let's start with the obvious. Almost immediately after sundown, you'll see a brilliant star-like point of light burning through the twilight glow well above the horizon point where the sun set. That's not a supernova or a UFO, but the planet Venus. Its gleam is due to sunlight reflecting off dense, whitish clouds that envelop the entire planet. Right now, there's a European spacecraft called Venus Express in orbit around it. Can you spot this dazzling planet even before the sun sets? It should be pretty easy to spot, and you can help yourself out by clenching your fist at arm's length and using that as a kind of sky ruler. Venus is about four fists above and a little left of the setting sun. Keep an eye on Venus throughout the month. Try looking at the same twilight time, say 15 minutes after sunset, and you'll see the planet slide a little farther to the right and just a bit lower down with each passing week. Of course, you should never look directly at the sun itself, but you already knew that, right? This month, the moon starts out near first quarter. Full moon comes on the morning of February 9th, and that's when a lunar eclipse takes place, kinda sorta. February's event is what astronomers call a penumbral eclipse. Think of it as a close call. No part of the lunar disk actually clips the dark umbra of Earth's shadow. Instead, you'll see a dusky shading on the moon's northern half from roughly 40 minutes before to 40 minutes after mid-eclipse, which comes at 6:38 a.m. Pacific time. Now, I gave you West Coast time because for us North Americans, this event is observable only in the far west before sunrise and before moonset. In the eastern states, the sun will already be up when the eclipse happens. It occurs after sunset in Eastern Europe and Africa, and closer to midnight in Asia and Australia. New moon comes on February 24th, and there's a special treat after sunset three nights later. On Friday the 27th, look in the western twilight for Venus and a razor-thin crescent moon just a couple of degrees apart. That's about the width of your thumb at arm's length. The farther west you live in North America, the tighter this pairing will be. The only other bright planet in the evening sky is Saturn, and to see it, you'll have to be a little patient. The ringed wonder rises due east at about 9 p.m. at the beginning of February, but 2 hours earlier, very soon after sunset, by month's end. If you've tracked down Saturn by eye before, it might seem a little more muted than usual. That's because Saturn's magnificent ring system is hardly angled at all to our line of sight. Through a telescope, they'd appear razor thin. When the rings are tipped wide open, as they were a few years ago, they reflect enough sunlight on their own to make Saturn appear much brighter to the eye. So, to make sure you're actually looking at Saturn and not some other pretty winter sparkler, let's do a little star hopping in this general area. Around 10 p.m., look towards south to find the magnificent hunter Orion striding about halfway up in the sky. Look for his distinctive belt, a trio of stars that make a diagonal row. To the belt's upper left is Betelgeuse, the red giant star that marks the hunter's shoulder. To the lower right, at his knee, is the blue-white diamond called Rigel. Can you detect a subtle color difference between these two? Anyway, to Orion's lower left, close to his heel, is the constellation Canis Major, the big dog, and its signature star Sirius. In fact, Sirius is often called the dog star. Woof! Now go back to the belt and slide your gaze to the left by about three fists, and you'll come to the star Procyon in Canis Minor, the little dog. Woof! These two constellations faithfully follow the hunter across the sky throughout the night, ready to snatch up his prey. Betelgeuse, Sirius, and Procyon form a beautiful equilateral triangle in the sky, known to stargazers as the Winter Triangle. Okay, it's time to zero in on Saturn. Draw a line from Orion's belt to Procyon, and keep going to the left, past Procyon by about three fists. That last fist brings you right to Regulus, the anchor star of Leo the Lion. Regulus is somewhat dimmer than Procyon. Now dive to the lower left by two more fists, and you'll reach Saturn. It's about midway in brightness between Procyon and Regulus. Or, if this is too complicated, just wait until the night of February 10th when Saturn will appear about one fist to the lower left of a nearly full moon. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll explain what the dog star of winter has to do with the dog days of summer. Until then, I wish you clear skies.